brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a senior Obama official says, quote, we're going to kill the dollar. And CBS News with a straight face has pundits on saying it's time to scrap the Constitution. Quote, let's give up on the Constitution as if it caused all the problems when we've been completely allowing criminals to ignore it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 28th day of January 2013, and we don't have any guests today because I want to take your phone calls on all the things that we see happening in this world, the incredible acceleration of tyranny. We'll give the number out coming up in the next segment and just cover a ton of news. Obama's meeting with police chiefs that are anti-gun and basically on the federal payroll today, acting like police want to take the public's guns when national surveys show that you can pull these up. Over 90% of sheriff's departments and police departments are actually pro-gun because despite the fact that they're getting federal funds to say that the opposite, they know guns frustrate crime many more times than they actually are used in the commission of crimes. They know the FBI's own statistics garnered and the standard of good statistics that crime's gone down 49% in the last 20 years, 21% just since 2007, so it's accelerating. They know that, and that's why you see this all-out attack on the Second Amendment, is because the gun culture is going to kill the tyranny culture. It's like it killed the tyranny culture in 1775, 1776, 1777, 78, 79, 80, 81. Now, I've really done some deep thinking, and a lot of what I'm going to say today I've already said, but I'm going to try to say it as clearly as I possibly can. My great frustration is I'll be sitting there making my children eggs, or I'll be walking the dogs, or, you know, carrying the laundry to the laundry room. And I'll just have these clear, concise points I want to make. And then by the time I get here to the radio and engage in management on a half dozen issues and, you know, scan back over another 20, 30, 40 articles and watch video clips, I get in here and my head's spinning. But I am going to attempt to just basically break down what we're facing as a society and take your phone calls. We got a call yesterday about hacked emails out of a big British defense contractor. Paul Watson's gone over the cache, and it's scans of passports, you name it. There's thousands of pages. If it is a hoax, it's an elaborate hoax. Watson, who's got a pretty good nose for these things, thinks it's real. At least most of it. They also mix garbage in. And the reason I think it has credibility is it dovetails with something we've been covering for a year intensely the last 6 months with our contacts like Syrian Girl and others. And, of course, Israel said yesterday they're preparing to strike Syria. They believe any of the rebels, including Western-backed rebels, they're calling the government rebels and the West rebels rebels, if any of them get the chemical weapons of Syria that are guarded by Russia, that they're going to use that as a pretext to attack the country. And hacked emails reveal Washington-approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria. Now, we've actually seen al-Qaeda rebels arrogant enough to shoot videos where they're testing sarin. Thank God they don't have VX. Sarin's bad enough, though. One whiff of that, you're dead. They send that up in a Cessna and spray that over a city. Tens of thousands dead. Bare minimum. And these are the historical times where all the battle lines are drawn. And when you see a World War I, a World War II type event happening, and that's what all the think tanks are saying. The CFR, others are saying, get ready for World War III. I'm not saying that. I'm reporting on what they're saying. And there's already just, I don't know, five, six different nations in war in Africa with the West starting that, multiple Middle Eastern nations, just all sorts of craziness going on. We're on the edge of some very serious things accelerating. So that's all coming up, and they're getting ready to legalize all the illegal aliens. The Republicans are telling us this is the time to submit to the New World Order.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, my friends, the 28th day of January 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, in whatever time zone you're listening to us, day, night, or of course in the morning, whether you're a ship at sea, or folks even listening as they fly into their local airport. It is good to have you all tuning into the broadcast today. We're going to have wide open phones. Let me just go over the headlines here, then I'm going to give the number out, and then we will drill into this news and more throughout the day. But we are going to have open phones throughout the full 3 hours today on the economy, the Second Amendment, the dollar, the news coming out at InfoWars.com that hacked emails reveal Washington-approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria, Obama administration complicit in war crime. Also, Netanyahu deploys Syrian Iron Dome as Israeli minister claims U.S. preparing surgical strikes against Iran. We also have Israel saying that they believe that al-Qaeda is going to get chemical weapons, so they have to attack the Syrian government who's fighting al-Qaeda. That's Reuters. The Senate is reaching a deal to open the borders open completely. We're going to get into all that. In fact, it's amazing to see Jindal and to see even Rand Paul saying, we've got to get with the times as Republicans and just basically open the borders up. The Pentagon's announcing they're taking any crosses down out of chapels. major denominations are taking the crosses down. I mean, the point is it's all about social control, and the Republicans are saying if we just become the Democrats, then they'll vote for us. And it's all a giant hoax. Conservatives and libertarians have said, on record, and the polls have shown this, they didn't vote for Mitt Romney because he wrote the assault weapons ban in his state and got it passed, the semi-auto ban, Massachusetts. He was for open borders. He was for the carbon tax, wrote Obamacare. Do I need to keep listing all this? Again, people aren't voting. They're voting by digging in and buying firearms. They're voting by stopping to pay income tax to the private Federal Reserve. They're reporting now 50-something million Americans aren't paying income tax. Good, the illegal aliens don't. This is what's happening. The American people, Congress has a 9% approval rating in the last even fake Gallup poll. I'm sure it's lower than that probably. The only way they can get you to support the government is by having a left-right fake fight between Obama and the Republicans to make you think there's an illusion, sucking you into the debate. And having Obama come out for things so outrageous that then people are forced to go support the Republican establishment, who then tells them, you know what, if we just give up and basically act like a Democratic Party of the 1990s, and then now the new Democratic Party acts like Mao Zedong, then we're going to win. Well, there's no point in winning that, because the globalists have won. And this is how they got Europe to give up their rights and have on average a 65% federal tax rate. You add local taxes in, the average European's paying over 80%. The average European is paying over 80%. Look it up. In one form or tax or another, you know, that golfer was talking about leaving California a few weeks ago and got demonized by the media. So what if the media, the dying dinosaur media, demonizes you? And he was saying, Mickelson was saying, I'm paying 63, 65% federal and state tax. Well, that's only your state income tax and your federal tax, Bubba. 40% federal, 13% state, and then the property taxes and the fines, the fees, the regulation taxes, the water taxes, the cell phone taxes, the land use taxes, the hospital district taxes, the light bulb taxes. I mean, there's hundreds of taxes. Most of them you don't see. They're built in to the bill you get. Or if you do, it's a big list of fees and add-ons. It's a joke. But if you're a, quote, globalist stakeholder, a Fortune 500, you're pretty much exempt from those taxes because you lobby and control and have your politicians in there. It's designed so only they can flourish. That's Agenda 21. That's Royalty 2.0, where the mega corporations and the old royalty and the big six global banks are all exempt from the rules. Congress is exempt from the Obamacare taxes. They're exempt from the pension taxes that are now law. They're exempt from insider trading laws. They're exempt from the gun laws in the new bill. Think of all the things they're exempt from. They're exempt from everything. Now, I was reading where Congress people show a congressional badge and they can walk through the checkpoints. People ask, well, then why does Ron Paul get harassed? Why does Rand Paul? They refuse to use the passes to make a point. But this is the model. In fact, studying French royalty, British royalty, German royalty, Russian royalty in the last 500 years, go study it. It's a fascinating study. There have been reforms in Russia, in England, in the continent of Europe, in Austria, in France, in the Netherlands, in the last 500 years that our forebears fought and died for in huge wars, huge civil wars. So that government wasn't God. Because before that, the king or any of his designates would simply say, I want your wife, prima noctu. You got to give her to me. I want your property. You couldn't own a dog unless the half its digits were cut off so that it couldn't chase the king's game. If you had a sheepdog, it was specially licensed and had several of its paws digits or pads cut off. You couldn't have a knife unless the end was cut off. You had to have it as a butcher. There was a tax on it, and the end of it was cut off blunt. Death if you were found. Look this up. Same laws in feudal Japan. Feudalism is what the Club of Rome, the CFR, the UN says they want to go back to. Take the Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. Covered in my film, Road to Tyranny, 2001. And I show them, I show copies of the Biological Diversity Assessment saying neo-feudalism is what we want. Making people poor so they can be managed and controlled. And so less resources get used, better for the earth. They consciously want to go back to royalty. And the UN, the City of London, the Vatican, Israel to a great extent, and now the megabanks, look it up. They're pushing to get diplomatic immunity for their carbon taxes. They already have it at the IMF and World Bank when the megabanks are involved in those transactions. Now they want it in all of their transactions and to make their derivatives a global world, not national security, global world security operation where they cannot be investigated. These are just criminals taking it to the limit. They're con men. So they tell you, we are now above the law. And this is what I talked about yesterday. By every definition, historically, they are extreme royalty. They are more royal than a British king 400 years ago. They are more royal than Henry VIII. Henry VIII had to at least go to kangaroo courts to get a divorce or to kill somebody. Before that, kings would simply say, take him away, take them away, take whoever away. And you would get lords over the different sectors. Because, you know, you might have a good lord for a while, things would flourish, but always a bad one got in because of decadence. And then they would never get out of power. And they would start marrying their horses, you know, about Caligula or, again, I use the Nero example because it's so incredible. On record, they had these big 24-hour feast, and he would dress up as a werewolf, and they'd chain little kids up, and Nero would run in and rip their throats out. In a feverish thing with blood splattering all over him. I mean, that's what you get. You know, I have articles here out of North Korea, a Sunday Times of London investigation, confirming that the people eat their children and that even the middle classes now go and at the meat markets buy people that have died of starvation and then just eat the meager meat off the bones. And that was reported by Vanity Fair like 12 years ago. I was sitting in a haircutting place and saw it and picked up Vanity Fair. They had an article about it, strangely enough. You know, the point is, this is total government. This is what it creates. Stagnation and collapse. And so the most extreme royalty could just say, take him away to the dungeon. Our forebears in Europe fought for reforms in revolt after revolt against trained militaries that lived behind the walls of the castle. And if you dared fight back against trained men in armor because they killed your dad, killed your mom, killed your sister, you know, you dared jumped up on one of them, beat their brains out, out would come 500 armed men, and they would kill sometimes your entire village. Burn it to the ground, kill everyone. They would come and do inspections of the little shack huts in the middle of the winter, in some cases when, you know, a third of the village was dying from malnutrition. You ought to go read these accounts. And they would come in, and they would say, I smell meat cooking. Oh, you've got rabbit stew. And if you had an attractive daughter, they'd say, I'm going to sit here and eat the stew, and then I'm going to have sex with your daughter, and if you don't like it, I'm going to kill you. Now, that's if you were lucky. If you were lucky. A lot of times they'd already raped and killed so much, they'd just say, you know, who do I want to kill? I think I'll kill your wife. And they'd come in, and they'd tie your wife down, and they'd slit her throat right in front of you. How's that sound? You want royalty? You want to live under royalty? You think that? Because, oh, they got big flowing robes and big crowns. Oh, People Magazine. Oh, it's so cool. America was born out of hating this. Okay, the Enlightenment, the Renaissance, all of it was about spitting on royalty. Okay? And that's why they badmouth George Washington. That's why they badmouth our founding fathers and all of it. Because we are the antidote to their poison. We are the republic. We are the best there's ever been. And now we're going the opposite direction, and the traitors and the globalist media everywhere badmouth our country and our forebears and the Second Amendment because they're bringing us back into slavery. The news is coming up.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Up on the history lesson, and then I'll get into Obama and Piers Morgan playing possum. They always come after the guns, then say, oh, they're not coming after them, so everybody settles down so they can gauge the opposition, and then they move forward against the guns again. I'm going to be breaking that down. We have articles up at Infowars.com. And again, we expected that, just like they wrote the NDAA, then said, don't worry, we're against it, I'm going to veto it, so that no opposition would form, then he still signed it. Then they bring out bills to repeal the NDAA, expanding it to actually get rid of posse comitatus. So often now they go, oh, we'll pass a bill to ban insider trading. Then the bill legalizes it. We'll pass a law to stop you being secretly disappeared, where the king says, take him away. And a black bag is thrown over your head and you disappear into a spider hole. And then they have a new NDAA come out that says, we just completely get rid of the posse comitatus. And then it's not even an issue. I mean, we've entered a world of deception where even though I'm focused on it 16 hours a day conservatively, it's so over the top. It's such a full hologram-like spectrum of lies that it even makes me get dizzy. And that's why a lot of people that trusted the system are now waking up, but they still have childlike minds. And so they then just believe everything's fake. You're going to, again, just because the media and the government lies doesn't mean then every alternative media is going to have all the answers. It doesn't mean I'm going to have all the answers. Just because the system is knowingly lying and twisting doesn't then mean that there's some other perfect truth out there as well. Remember that. Now, back to the issue of, let's just take European history, because it's dominated the last 200 years. Feudalism settled in Mesoamerica. Feudalism settled in China, starting, of course, with the Qin dynasties. It settled in Japan. It settled in Africa. Same system. You'd have royal chiefs with the dominant tribe and generally slave tribes around them who weren't really slaves. They were mainly light serfs compared to Europeans, but they still had to give fealty and basically bow down to whatever dominant tribe was in the area. Same thing with the Native American tribes. I mean, humans set up the same system over and over again. Middle East had the same deal pre-Muhammad 700 and something years ago. And so when I say extreme royalty, generally it would be rule of God-King, where the king is worshipped as God, the pharaoh is worshipped as God, and if you criticize in any way, you're not just seen as a traitor, you're seen as insane and as the devil, and you are promptly killed or thrown into a hard labor slave pit. Now, that's been the norm, but Christians, if you go back about 550 years ago in Europe, lots of different sects started popping up saying no to feudal slavery, no to kings being absolute godmen. No to the general public being total slaves. Total slaves. Total. And so, because some people started to fight back and got some basic rights, well, everybody still wanted slaves, so the Arab slave trade was going with Africans they were grabbing out of the north and off the Gold Coast. And so these transatlantic slave trade began. Because nobody, the Christians weren't going to put up, the real Christians in different groups, weren't going to put up with slaves. They'd just been slaves. There were revolts all over France, all over Spain, all over what's Portugal, all over. Just constant wars by people saying, we're not going to be slaves. Just like Chinese are revolting right now. They have hundreds of riots a week. Look it up. People with broom handles fighting troops with machine guns. Okay, so people say China's going to take over. The globalists are trying to prop it up. It could collapse at any time, and that'd be a good thing for their people. Our government helped put Mao Zedong in 1949. It's because our government is a traitor government working for tyranny worldwide. But we've been taken over for a long time. Now they've just gotten bold in this program. And so when I say extreme royalty could just say, take them to the dungeon, off with their head, have you disappear. Royalty would smother their own family members, so that they wouldn't try to murder them. I mean, it was just the standard. Our forebears in Europe, if you're European, fought against this, got some basic rights. In countless civil wars, the Dutch settlers, British settlers, others came over here for religious freedom. And, of course, it immediately set up the same slave system with Indians and blacks and others. Because just because some people tried to get away from it, the same thing still kept getting set up. So it's an ongoing generational battle. Now they make you a slave through a prison record. Or they make you a slave where you've got to work for the government to have a job. Or they make you take vaccines to have a job. You see, there's all these new forms of high-tech slavery. But the biggest slavery is over the mind. The globalists know how to control your mind and program you so they don't have to physically have you chained up out in the barn knowing you hate their guts and want to kill them any chance you get. They have taught us how to love our servitude, and now they're trying to bring back absolute rule of monarchs under the UN, under global national security. governments are operating with extreme royal signets. They're operating like tyrant kings.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can. Starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to have open phones throughout the transmission here today. I'm going to get into some of the most important news right now. First-time callers are welcome, but it's just an open free-for-all. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I did take a lot of calls yesterday once I got to your call, so I'm going to try to move quickly through people, 800-259-9231. It's just the subject of understanding human history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. That's been said many, many times. Also, no one knows who first said that give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. give a man a bank, he can rob the world. But that's when banks use fractional reserve banking, where they loan out $1 for every 10 cents they have on deposit, or $10 for every dollar, or $1,000 for every 100. Now they don't even do that. They just create off derivatives a trillion off of $1. And then they buy the whole world because we accept the illusion and the fraud. The UN tells us they're above the law and have diplomatic immunity for narcotics trafficking, mass murder, you name it. The megabanks tell us they have immunity and are above the law. The police tell us they have immunity and are above the law. Not even true. They tell you it's a privilege to travel. No, it's not. Now they're saying it's a privilege to own guns. No, it's not. But they just tell you over and over again. Before I get to the news, you know, we've launched two different big operations. One of them is Operation Sleeping Giant at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Create one username, passcode, give it to friends and family. 11 people can be logged on simultaneously. We've really upgraded and worked out bugs on the site. It's got 17 years of material. It's been up now 10 years. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all of you that are members and watch the nightly news and download the films. It is an armory of resistance. But look, there's no excuse. Now is the time to go get a membership or to buy a couple memberships, because we're giving it to you at cost. The goal is just to pay for the bandwidth and then to get people to watch it and say, hey, here's your free documentary film site. It's got ebooks, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's got the daytime radio show so you can watch it. All the radio listeners on XM, AM, and FM. You should also have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships so you can watch the high-def archive of the day show, the nighttime show live, special reports on the road. There's so much there. PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a yearly membership. And this is going to end next month. We do this every holiday season into the new year. You can get 5.3 months. It comes out to 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. You get 5-plus months off the regular cost. And again, 11 people can use it simultaneously. And unfortunately, not everybody who's got a membership or has been given the code is going to use it. So it's probably like 20, 30 people could use the same username, passcode. It's just you may get locked out if more than 11 go log in. But that's great news at any one time. So again, get the membership. I've built the platform, built the news operation. It's incredible reporters, research, guests. It's all waiting to go, hey, here's your free alternative real news platform. You are the Paul Revere, Operation Sleeping Giant. And then speaking of Paul Revere, we need your help to go to InfoWars.com, to go to our YouTube page, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, go to InfoWars.com/contest, InfoWars.com/contest, and get the 4-minute video for Operation Paul Revere. You've now got 3 months until the 30th of April. And you win $100,000 first place, $10,000 second, $5,000 third place. And again, I did this because the money we make goes right back into the operation to expand. And I can't think of a better way. Conservatively, I would guess 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 million people will end up seeing the 1,000-plus films that get made. It can be 3 minutes long. It can be fiction, nonfiction, drama. It can be up to 2 hours long. And again, you know, all of you win by entering the contest. We need your help to get InfoWars.com/contest to have all of you go on IMDb, who are members of that. For all of you who are listeners to go on YouTube. For all of you to go to all the film sites and say, hey, here is this contest. And you don't know who's out there that's a filmmaker. I saw people saying, I wish I had a film degree. I'd make a film. Folks, you go out and show corruption in your area. It isn't even about the quality. It may be about quality. It's about the heart. Because I'll tell you, the real reason we're doing this is because it's a win-win. We will reach tens of millions of people, conservatively. I mean, one film somebody makes will probably get seen 50 million times if it's like the Obama deception or Loose Change that I produced. And what you do is you defeat the globalists by making a film, and that's how you start your journey of 1,000 miles. It's the resistance. And then we're going to take the top pool of people, may not even be the winners, this is whoever we can work it out with, and come up with plans to launch 3 films produced a year. with budgets of hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece and then hundreds of thousands of promotion to put it in theaters. And I know that model. We can do it. We have the platform to promote it and make it work. Okay? Instead of Dinesh D'Souza type stuff out there, we will have our films in the theaters. It's going to be huge. Absolutely huge. So you get a chance to then have films produced by InfoWars. That's the real prize for filmmakers out there. The $100,000 is only the gateway. That's only the money to get the word out and to have hundreds of topics covered. Okay, it's a way to get you to take action against the globalist as Paul Revere's in your area, whether it's the Second Amendment, Agenda 21, the New World Order, CPS, the open borders, government corruption, the military doing drills everywhere, now with live fire in major cities every week unannounced to acclimate us to military occupation. Infowars.com/contest. And yes, we have the new Pro One from ProPure. All-in-one fluoride, and it cuts out the other fluoride derivatives. Nobody has a fluoride filter in one with a silver impregnated ceramic. Pro One from ProPure, discounted 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, here's what's coming up after I take your calls, and we start the next hour and then go back into calls. Law professor on CBS says, let's give up on the Constitution. Senior Obama official, we're going to kill the dollar. This is from one of the biggest money managers, hedge fund guys out there, Kyle Bass, who I want to get on the show. This is chilling. He says he met with them. That's what they said. Brock's Glock in anti-gun D.C. Media Matters for America gave bodyguard illegal weapons to guard founder David Brock. Man, I tell you, these so-called liberal authoritarians are such cowards that every time I talk to them, I run into them at CNN or wherever I run into them, they always admit they have bodyguards. Multiple. Piers Morgan lied about it. I've seen him on the news admitting bodyguards and being followed by three bodyguards. They had bodyguards there. They had them following us. Looked like detectives to me. You know, all right, he's coming out. He's coming in. Oh, my gosh, there he is. This is the type of stuff going on. They have bodyguards. Well, they're going to exempt themselves where they can own guns. Any government official, not servant, title of nobility, that's a title of nobility when they're exempt from the laws and they get special perks. That is what America was founded against. So you're all taught all day, black, white, northern, southerner, easterner, westerner, Catholic, Christian, against each other, male, female, gay, straight. Meanwhile, the government is giving itself titles of nobility, and corporations are exempt from the taxes they lobby to get passed. I mean, so they get your tax money. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're throwing the kitchen sink at it. I mean, I see articles where they go, all gun owners are white racists. They are Nazis. We will defeat them. Government wage war against them. You know, just bizarro stuff. While Obama plays the good cop going, I go hunting. I want guns. I won't take your guns. He's back to saying he won't take his guns when they've got something like 15 bills introduced last time I checked to ban ammo, tax ammo, make you turn guns in, banning thousands, not 158. It's 158 basic designs and all their variants. It's thousands of guns. Thousands of guns. I mean, it's just all out. And Obama's like, here's a quote. He said that he's understandable that people are protective of their family traditions when it comes to hunting. It's not about hunting, buddy. So, quote, gun control advocates also need to do, quote, a little more listening than they do sometimes in debate. Did you hear that? And see, Piers Morgan comes out and says, oh, I've lost the gun control debate. There's going to be another mass shooting. With the hype they've been doing, they've got computer algorithms, they know a nut's going to copycat. And if that doesn't happen, well, they'll have to help, won't they? They'll just have to have somebody under a DARPA mind control contract for 30-something thousand a year and with an Air Force psychiatrist over them. You know, just something will just have to happen, won't it? Just to, of course, they would stage Fast and Furious to kill thousands. They wouldn't, which it came out to blame the Second Amendment. The memos, we're doing this. You know, subordinates are complaining, but they've been told it's for a gun control push. Imagine the ATF people, you know, picked because they'll follow orders and are bullies. The most nasty federal agency out there because it comes out of the whiskey regulators. Look into that whole story. They were just a mutinous, a new word, absolutely out of control, piratical group against the Constitution. in the whiskey wars and all the rest of it. That was one of the first federal agencies to go outside its jurisdiction. Even they're like, why are we doing this? They're like, well, we're going to blame the Second Amendment. Oh, okay, I see. See, there's no end to what they could pull. So they're playing possum right now with Obama goes hunting. We go skeet shooting in Camp David. Hey, everything's all right. Come on. Come on. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I say something that wasn't true? Oh, tell me, honey, would the government lie to you? And the answer is, of course they don't lie. I mean, they're good. I mean, Piers Morgan said there were no riots last year in London or in England. He said, no, there weren't. And he goes, I don't have bodyguards when I debated him. Why not? He has nothing but disdain for you. He's an enemy operative. I had Time Magazine call me up the other day. I just said, you're an enemy operative. And I said, I know what you're doing. And the guy was laughing. I said, don't laugh. You know it's true. And I'm done talking to you. You're an enemy operative. See, you got to totally recognize it or there's no future. You either see it for what it is and stop cutting. You know, I mean, look at the Republican leadership telling you, we got to do what the Democrats say. That's how we're going to win. I mean, what a sellout mind game fraud. What a psyop. Because the very same mega bank interest that run the Democrats have all financed them, and they're telling them, you get this done if you want to be president. You get this done, Senator. You get this done, House member. If you want to be part of this, you play ball while they gear up for the collapse of the dollar and all out. See, that's what Congress is getting in line. They're being told, yeah, there's going to be blood in the streets, martial law, just like Paulson told Congress 4 years ago, four plus years ago now. Coming up, but again, Obama says you need to do a little more listening than you do sometimes. Imagine a known liar patronizing you going, I don't want your guns. I never want to come take them. You need to do a little more listening, he said in a speech yesterday. And he's saying it again today. I don't want your guns. How ridiculous. There's no big government. I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody's payroll unless they make over $250,000 a year. They raise it on people, you know, making way lower than that. They know exactly what they are doing. All right, let's start going to the phone calls now. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. Full auto, which you don't need unless you're mowing whole crowds down. I mean, by the way, there's this fetishizing full auto. I wouldn't want full auto unless I was guarding a fortified emplacement expecting to face human wave attacks. Was it good during Chinese human wave attacks in North Korea? In the Korean War? Yeah. Would it be good in a foxhole with a heavy machine gun? Being charged? Yeah. But they're worthless anywhere else. Anywhere else, they are worthless. Worthless, worthless, worthless. They are only good, which the Army's been training for, and the Marines, they put it on the news, where they train to fight U.S. citizens in human waves. They mow them down. And we got footage of that. People couldn't believe it. Now they just say, oh, we're having a fun game. We're practicing mowing down zombies wearing, you know, football jerseys. That's how they, I mean, again, it's all a big joke on us. And now they're getting weapons to, the only thing they're good for, and even then they're not good, in my view, especially with these handheld fully auto, is to hold the weapon down or have it on a tripod and just shoot across a crowd of people running at you. And even then you don't want that. You want to go, you know, double tap each person. But see, this is what idiots that aren't into marksmanship want. This is exactly, you know, like the New York cops that shot nine people and then the media tried to cover it up and say one guy done it, when it was one guy shooting somebody else and the cops just shoot, well, at least it was more than nine, wasn't it? Just, you know, just start firing wildly because they watch Hollywood movies. That's their idea of how to use a firearm. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. And again, they're saying, oh, we got a federal law where all federal employees and all police, period, you're exempt from gun laws even after you're out of government. You are now God. Because, and they say, well, we got to protect ourselves. Criminals will have guns. It's all a big joke. We're going to take your guns and we're exempt. How's that sound, scum? And we're exempt from insider trading. And you know, power plants owned by the globalists, they're exempt. Everybody else is a bunch of big power plants being shut down today. One of the biggest in Texas. Brand new power plants that were built will never be opened. And you're going to pay more because, see, the general public is literally in la-la land right now and has no idea even what planet they're living on. Here's some of the other ones. Some of the other headlines we've got on the Second Amendment. Barack Obama, I go shooting all the time. We're going to get into that. Big cities finance war on guns may backfire. Business Week. Bloomberg saying, well, I've already tried to sue the manufacturers. It doesn't work. And I've already tried to get money pulled out of them. But these are such valuable stocks, everybody just buys them up. Rahm Emanuel saying banks shouldn't take any gun owners as customers. They shouldn't take gun shops. That's called racketeering. That's how a godfather would operate. Hey, you know what? You're not going to be able to do any business. We're going to shut you down. It's outside of law, all right? And I got articles here with the ATF showing up at gun shops and saying, you know, it's legal to sell semi-auto, but if you don't, stop selling them. We're going to shut you down. Okay? And they even tell them, quote, I'm not here to bust your chops, but don't make me hurt you.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live by
back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and the
moon. All right, we got 2+ hours coming up here. Just chock full of globalist treason. They've decided to go whole hog because they know everything's going to collapse. They've decided to destroy the dollar. We've got them on record with that. It's just going to be unmitigated. And the power structure knows this. And so it's us or them. They're committed. You have to understand that. And police and military, it's time to decide which side you're on and not just go buy guns and get ready for a civil war. You don't want that to happen. We want to push to turn this around peacefully. And the globalists may back off if we do that. Right now, they're so concerned, they're backing off going, we don't want your guns. Okay, you win until they stage the next event or use the next event that they provocateur or the next real event to say, see, we told you so. We're the good guys against violence. It's like saying, I'm the president and I'm against cancer. And anytime there's cancer, it's the fault of libertarians. Oh, another cancer case. See, you didn't give me more power to fix that. I mean, they know out of 315 million people, there'll be more shootings. And they hope the public doesn't learn that crime has dropped by close to half. They hope the public doesn't. They just want to get up there and be emotional. We care so much and distract you from what they've done to the economy, to their looting, to their Fast and Furious, to Solyndra, to all the corruption, to all their bodyguards, to them trying to pass a law where they're exempt. Where, I mean, just that's unprecedented. And then the Chicago mob boss, unbelievably corrupt, called the godfather by the great people of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, says, quote, we need to lean on the big banks to not do business with any type of gun business. I mean, that's called torturous interference. That's what the mafia does. Bad things are going to, I mean, the ATF, and I'm talking to the gun dealers right now, I'm trying to get them on air. They're obviously all scared. Folks, if you give in to fear, it's all over. We'll start the second hour and go directly to your calls, I promise. We're going to break in about 3 minutes. Folks, see, I don't have courage. I got instinct, okay? Where I get upset by bullies and scum and people pushing me around, okay? You've got to find that American instinct again. And just say, look, I don't care how this ends. I'm not going to get down and kiss your big ugly butt. You understand? It isn't happening. Do you understand that? I don't care. I'm telling you, it feels so good, too, to be committed. And if these people want a war, don't worry. They're going to get one, and they're going to run. That's why they don't care if there's a war. They've done it in other countries over and over again. It's in the IMF World Bank 112-point plan leaked in 2002. They'll all pull out while there's a civil war here. But listen, when we get the country back, we're going to come get you under law. Just like there were Nazi hunters, there's going to be globalist hunters, and we're going to take you back here for a trial. You're not getting away with this New World Order. And they're all buying houses in Switzerland. They're all buying houses in South America. They're all buying houses in the Cook Islands. Most of these globalists have left the country, folks. Does that sound like they're very confident? They have already evacuated the Death Star. Okay? They've all evacuated the Death Star. You know why they've evacuated? Because they know we're going to blow this thing sky high. Politically. The question is, how bad is it going to get? So that's one reason they're getting even more criminal, is they're realizing they're not going to make it. I can see where this is going, folks. They're not going to make it unless they cause World War III. They need a big enough, giant, crazy war with nukes going off and bioweapons where everybody gets scared and goes, I'll do what you're saying. I'll do what you're saying. And you're not going to make it out of that either. You guys are going down like Hitler. I mean, the communist Chinese, Mao was so bad, they finally arrested his wife and made him step down. Same thing's going to happen to you guys. You are bad for business. Even the criminal syndicates are going to bring you down.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.